Federal contractors can be forgiven if they're a little unsure of what to do over the next year. Between President Trump's tweets about major defense contractors and uncertainty over future General Services Administration policy, conditions are a bit dicey at the moment. Joining me with more, Larry Allen, president of Allen Federal Business Partners. And you said there was actually some recitation of what might be ahead by Bill Zielinski of GSA, career employee, regarding policy under the new administration. What's he saying?
He said that there's reason to believe that maintaining security across the federal IT enterprise is going to continue to be a priority of the Trump administration. I think Bill's absolutely right about that. Every sign that we've seen, every indication is that IT security is something that cuts across the political spectrum and, in fact, may even become a more accelerated priority in certain federal agencies. It's been the top federal IT priority for the last couple of years, but the rhetoric coming out of the administration suggests that in areas that have to do with national security and homeland defense, we could see even more action in the IT security department.
But right now, we haven't really seen anything specific come out.
Well, you're right. There's been a lot of things that have been anticipated specifically in the area of IT security, Tom. We've been waiting for a cybersecurity executive order. There have been various drafts that have been circulated around Washington, but nothing really official as the administration works on other issues that make national headlines and, I guess, take up critical time. That doesn't mean, though, that just because we don't have an executive order that work isn't being done. In fact, you know, career people are in place. Most agency CIOs are in place. And where they're not, there are acting people who know what their agency missions need to be. And while we might not get work on some macro strategic level programs until we get a new set of politicals, kind of the meat and potatoes stuff that has to get done and is essential is going to continue to be worked on.
It's probably fair to say that continuous monitoring and continuous diagnostics and mitigation policies have not been rescinded and unlikely to be rescinded, so people can go ahead and offer and acquire contracts for those types of things.
Well, and you're exactly right. And in fact, we see contracting activity continue to go on, even if it's just in putting in place new indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity contracts that anticipate business. But you know, one of the things I've been looking at recently, Tom, is an uptick, sharp uptick in RFI activity in federal agencies. And that suggests that there's acquisition planning going on and identification of needs that are, in some cases, critical and that the work to address those issues continues.
Something else that's going to continue that you are writing about is the transactional database activity from GSA, and they've issued some updates on that whole effort.
Well, right. We're talking here about GSA's transactional data rule for its multiple award schedules program. Just as a reminder, Tom, the multiple award schedules program at GSA is about a $35 to $36 billion a year program. That's why we talk about it. It's the government's single largest indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity contract. And just the IT portion of that alone is the single largest IT contract in government. So when we're talking about changes here, we're talking about changes that impact a significant amount of the market, whether you're a contractor or a customer. You know, specifically on the transactional data rule, Kevin Page, the deputy commissioner of GSA's Federal Acquisition Service, was pretty clear in a recent panel discussion that his agency is going to continue collecting transactional data, even for professional services. The idea behind TDR originally, Tom, was to enable agencies, buying agencies, to make apples-to-apples comparisons when they were making purchases that may have been similar to purchases made by other agencies in a recent time frame. While GSA understands that apples-to-apples comparisons are virtually impossible to come up with in the professional services realm, that doesn't necessarily mean that professional service contractors are going to be off the hook. In fact, Page told an audience gathered recently that they intend to continue on collecting that data from service companies, if for no other reason that they can better identify and understand the types of services agencies turn to professional service contracts to acquire.
Larry Allen is president of Allen Federal Business Partners. And just switching gears for a moment here, I wanted to ask you about contractors and their reaction. I guess the big aerospace contractors have been singled out in tweets coming from now President Trump. And it used to be said that you don't want anything that you do in contracting to end up on the front page of this or that particular once great newspaper. On the other hand, maybe people are saying now, I don't want to do anything in contracting that will end up in a tweet from the president.
Well, that's exactly right. And certainly while some of the larger aerospace and defense contractors are more at risk for this, really, I think in this environment, Tom, any contractor that's working on a potentially high-profile project, whether it be at DOD, Homeland Security, or even agencies like the VA and Health and Human Services, need to be aware that any federal business comes with it the potential for a political overtone, and that's always been the case. But with the president's Twitter activity, it certainly is a heightened factor to be aware of. And my word here for contractors, Tom, is to be cautious. Be aware of the environment in which you're doing business. Look, it's a pretty short walk these days to having a contracting snafu end up being something that could potentially make the nightly news because the president sent out a tweet about it. And if you're a publicly traded company, that could impact your stock price. If you're any type of government contractor that does business, that could impact your company's image. So you need to make sure that you're dotting all of your I's, crossing your T's, and when you're responding to a government RFP, you want to be very, very certain that you understand the statement of work and what's at stake. It's not just the potential contracting dollars that can come your way. It's the visibility, and sometimes that visibility takes the form of something you'd rather not have.
And a final question I had for you, we're still looking for some relief from the burdens of the executive orders that did not become finalized. I guess they could be undone, too, by the Obama administration that the contractors were concerned with over those 8 years. But we haven't really seen much change yet. A lot of talk about it, but not any real change yet.
Well, that's correct. There's a lot of discussion, but talk is cheap even in this administration. We don't have final action on things that are important to the contracting community. Again, Tom, I suspect that's because this administration has become wrapped up in other high-profile issues. Trying to get cabinet officials installed is probably a top priority there, in addition to meeting with overseas leaders from Israel, Canada, what have you. Unfortunately, what that means for contractors is that they're left with some of the less pretty, less desired executive orders from the previous administration. Probably the largest one of those is fair pay and safe workplaces. And probably the only good news I can offer there is, look, that rule has not been put into force. It's been suspended by a federal court.
And it does have a House resolution against it, not yet
right.
on the Senate.
Well, right. And that's the other part of it, Congress getting into the act. So where the executive branch may not be acting on these issues, the judicial and legislative branches could be.
Larry Allen is president of Allen Federal Business Partners. As always, thanks so much for joining me with that update.
Tom, thank you very much, and I wish your listeners happy selling.
You can find a link to more on federal acquisition under Trump and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.